Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. Would you like to have eternal life in the heavenly Jerusalem after this life is over? Let us look at what the Word of God tells us about heaven and hell during our next few minutes together. In a previous visit, we looked at what the Bible tells us about existence after death. We saw that when Abraham died, he was gathered to his people. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still alive. God is a God of the living. David said that he would live in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 teaches us that when our bodies die, our spirits leave our bodies and return to God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14, we read about how that each one of us will be judged by God. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, the scripture clearly states that there will be a resurrection to eternal life and a resurrection for some to eternal shame. If you would like a copy of the teaching of the Bible on existence after death, just write to us. It's free. There is life after death. This teaching is one of the foundation stones of the Bible. No man can accept the Bible without believing that there is a place of reward for the righteous and a place of punishment for the unrighteous. Since all must stand before the Lord in judgment, it is imperative that each conduct his life so that he will receive everlasting life instead of everlasting punishment. Jesus said, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Outside Jerusalem, in the time of Messiah, there was a valley which had been made a disposal place for the city's refuse. Known as the Valley of Hinnom, or Gehenna in the Greek, it burned continually. The English translation is hell. Messiah applied this term to the place of punishment in eternal fire after death. Hades should not be confused with Gehenna. Hades means the unseen world, the abode of the dead. In Hebrew, Hades is Sheol. Confusion of Gehenna and Hades has led some to conclude that hell is simply physical death instead of everlasting fire. But that is a mistake. In most translations, Hades is rendered as Hades instead of hell. All uses of hell in our study today will refer to the word Gehenna. What is hell like? Messiah describes it as a furnace of fire. Let us read Matthew chapter 13. We'll refer to verses 42, 49, and 50. "And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the lake of fire, into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Matthew chapter 13, verses 42, 49, and 50. Hell, then, must be a place of conscious suffering rather than of annihilation, as some believe. Messiah emphasizes this in saying, "It is better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched." Mark chapter 9, verses 43 and 44. Since the fire will never go out, hell must be everlasting. Listen now to Matthew chapter 25, verses 41 and verse 46. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew chapter 25, verses 41 and 46. Although a fire, it will be a place of absolute darkness. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, it is written, But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. If possible, hell is described even more vividly in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. We read now in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. Some reason that the fire cannot be literal, and hence that hell cannot be so bad. Regardless of what may be the nature of the fire, we are told that it is a place of torture, of torment. This is the important thing. Listen now to Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Torment denotes excruciating pain. It also implies that the one suffering will be conscious. And did you notice it said forever and forever? Who will inhabit this place? We read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Hell is here called death to denote the eternal conscious separation from God and from everything which is good. Death in the scripture is a separation, never an annihilation. Some suppose that between heaven and hell there is purgatory, where those whose lives are neither extremely good nor extremely evil will suffer until they have atoned for their sins, at which time they will go to heaven. Pleasing as this idea may be, there is absolutely no mention of purgatory in the Bible. It is just not true. Let us talk now about eternal reward. I don't want to go to hell, and I'm certainly sure that you do not want to go to hell. Let's think now about heaven, the eternal reward. One of the most beautiful descriptions that can be found is that of the eternal home as portrayed in the last two chapters of Revelation, the last two chapters of the Bible. Yet is it impossible for mere words to give an adequate description of the beauties and glories of that home of the soul called heaven. Heaven is the holy city, the New Jerusalem. It is four square, around which is a wall with 12 gates, three on each side. The foundations of the wall also number 12, and are of 12 kinds of precious stones. Each gate is a pearl. There is a street in the city of pure gold, appearing as transparent as glass. A river proceeding out of the throne of God runs through the midst of the city. On each side of it, the tree of life, which enables one to live forever, and which bears 12 kinds of fruit. Since God himself is there, we find no temple in that eternal home. But those who are permitted to inhabit it will be privileged to look upon the face of God and worship him. In contrast with this earth, nothing in heaven is unpleasant or distasteful. There is no sorrow, no pain, no death in the heavenly Jerusalem. The tears shed in this life will all be taken away. It is a place of continual joy and of rest for the weary. The gates of the city are never closed, since there is no night there. The new Jerusalem is lighted not by sun or moon, but by the glory of God and Messiah. And since heaven is eternal and there is no death, there will be no need to reckon time. Will we know our loved ones there? Some think that Matthew chapter 8, verse 11 indicates that we will. It reads, "Many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 8, verse 11. Our resurrection will be in a spiritual body rather than a physical one. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44. Since none of us has ever seen a spiritual body, we cannot know exactly what it is like, except that it is incorruptible and will not die. We do know that we will bear the image of Messiah. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Which will be your choice? The choice of heaven or hell, for your destiny is in your hands. It is the choice of accepting or rejecting Messiah as your Savior. In our time, only faithful Christians will inhabit that eternal home. All others will be consigned to the place of everlasting punishment, forever and forever. Are you listening? The good news is that Jesus the Messiah died for your sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus the Messiah was raised the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Jesus the Messiah. He died for you. He gave his blood as the purchase price for your redemption from sin. You need to believe in Jesus the Messiah, will you? He will be your judge one day. On the day of judgment, you will be judged according to the new covenant, the New Testament. Repent now and be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. If you would like a free copy of this message, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free book on the evidences, just write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated O-K. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling.